Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to play this audio for you guys to begin the 3 o'clock hour. This is the best sports talk host in Kansas City, according to Pitch Magazine, dear friend of the show, Bob Fesco. And earlier today on his show, he had a report on why the Chiefs did not go grab Breece Hall for the Jets. Here's Fesco.
So they kind of have on their ledger where they're going to be next year when it comes to the money that they're going to spend, including projected extensions for Trent McDuffie and Rashee Rice. And so they're looking at the number that they're going to have spent next year. They're looking at the money that is afforded to them by the owner. They're looking at money with the salary cap, and they're saying, okay, we're going to pay these two guys who are very, no pun intended, worthy of contract extensions and making these guys long-term members of this franchise. That means we're not going to have a lot of money to spend in free agency next offseason, right? We're not going to be able to go out there and spend money on other people's players because we're investing that money into our own players. So now that makes draft picks that much more important for the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not going to be able to go out and spend in free agency. So they know the only way that they're going to acquire new players for the most part next offseason is through the draft. And so those picks now have become more valuable to the Chiefs, knowing that they're not going to have a lot of play money in free agency to go out there, which in turn makes Breece Hall. They wanted a premier pick, a top three round pick for Breece Hall. The Chiefs, based on the draft capital that they have, were not willing to give up a quote-unquote first-day pick, a premier draft pick, to go get Breece Hall, who was a rental.
All right. Really good stuff from Bob. I have two main takeaways in hearing that audio. The first thing is the Chiefs do not anticipate spending a lot of money in free agency on pass rush. If they are, again, going to prioritize their own players like they did this past offseason when they paid the offensive line and they also spent money in the linebacker room, they don't sound like their plan is we got to go get another pass rusher opposite George Karlaftis. At least that's not what I just heard in that clip right there. Now, obviously, things change, plans change, but that's not what I heard based on what Bob is reporting. The second thing is, I don't have a problem with that logic when it comes to Breece Hall. If you only see him as a rental piece and you do not have a long-term plan for Breece Hall, trading a top 100 selection for Breece Hall is not a good use of your resources to me. And what I don't want to be in a cycle of every trade deadline, thinking that the Chiefs should trade a third-round pick for something that they are missing. I don't think that is the best team building exercise. I don't think that every November the plan needs to be Brett Veach, we need this one thing. You need to be willing to trade a top 100 pick to go get it. I would like to go into next year's draft class having that top 100 pick asset, and then you see what you do with it. Maybe in round one, you want to trade up to really go get somebody that you like. You can wheel and deal and maneuver. You can't wheel and deal and maneuver if you've already given up all your poker chips. So I don't mind that philosophy when it comes to Breece Hall. I would have done exactly what the Chiefs did. I wouldn't have traded a day two pick. It's now the second day. I wouldn't have traded a top 100 pick. I wouldn't have traded a third round pick for Breece Hall. I also wouldn't extend him this offseason if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. I would take that third round pick or better, because you can draft a running back in the second round too, and then I would just go find your running back for the future when you got a chance to start over. Everybody is on a one-year deal aside from Breshard Smith. Pacheco is a free agent at the end of this season. Elijah Mitchell is a free agent. Kareem Hunt is a free agent. Just start over. That's what I would do. That's number two. Number three, and lastly, I know that this puts me in the minority. I do not understand the rush to pay Rashee Rice. I don't get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In year two, the offseason, he got into a serious off-the-field issue. In the middle of his second season, he had a significant leg injury that he is just now getting back from and just now getting on the field. You still have another year of club control with Rashee Rice. You still have the franchise tag available to negotiate if you really want to keep Rashee Rice on the team. I don't understand the urgency when you now it's the first chance that you can pay him to throw in a bunch of money. I know we've had this talk before. I don't know why Rashee Rice would take less money. I don't know why at his age, if you think he's one of those guys, and I know the text line thinks he's one of those guys, I don't know why you're interested in a hometown discount if you're him. It just feels very, very premature to me to sign Rashee Rice. I just wouldn't do it. I'm not saying I would never sign Rashee Rice. I'm just not super interested in signing you to a long-term extension at the end of this upcoming season. Let's see how year four does. Do you stay healthy? Do you put up a big year? Do you stay out of trouble? How do you conduct yourself? How do you handle yourself? I would just see how year four goes, and then I would play it this way. The Chiefs are not 100% at extending guys early. They didn't do that with Chris Jones. They didn't do that with Trey Smith. So they didn't do that with Nick Bolton. We got plenty of examples that the Chiefs are willing to let contracts play themselves out, and then they agree at the end of them if they want to keep this player or not. I don't understand why there's such a rush to go sign Rashee Rice when he is two games coming off of a lengthy suspension and a very serious knee injury. Let's just play it out and see how the rest of this rookie contract goes.
I understand what you're saying, but This is not like early in my mind. This is the normal timeline for when you extend players. At the end of this season, going to the final year of your contract, you and I both know guys who go into the final year of their contract, they get extended the offseason before that year. It's not like you play this out to the very last minute. One of the reasons why, at least for me, I was so hard with the Chiefs on Trey Smith is, and Nick Bolton, man, it feels like they played it out until the 11th hour. Well, in the 11th hour, you lose a lot of your negotiating power. This is kind of the norm in the league. You have 1 year left on your deal. Now it's extension time. Now, I agree with you. I wouldn't be...
I hear what you're saying, though. I do hear what you're saying. But we have to acknowledge that this is in a different case. Right now, he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season. So that has to factor in. He hasn't had that big time season yet.
To be fair, he had 900 yards in his.
It ain't 1,000. Well, I'm sorry, fair. It's close. It ain't.
That's fair.
So he does not have a 1,000-yard season. He couldn't finish year two because of injury. He then couldn't start year three because of a suspension. I mean, I don't think he's getting 1,000 yards this season. If he does that, he has the greatest second half. He has a Cooper Kupp second half of the season if he gets there. So I hear what you're saying, but most of the time when we're having those conversations about paying guys, they got an all-pro under their belt. They got a couple of Pro Bowls under their belt. They got 1,100, 1,200 yards. They've put together one of those kind of seasons together, and then I'm happy to sit there and have the conversation with you. And maybe Rashee Rice gets there. Hey, year four, he plays in 17 games. He puts up 1,300 yards. He has 9 touchdowns, and then you're happy to pay him that money. Do you think that he's earned an extension based on what he's done on the field yet? Because I don't think he's earned an extension yet based on what he's done on the field.
No.
Not that kind of extension. I don't think he's earned the extension that we are talking about. I don't think he has earned an extension that will warrant him being one of the 10 highest paid receivers in the league, because that's what it would cost.
So It's a weird thing for me and Rashee Rice because I, on the one hand, think if you're going to do it, now is the time to do it, just timeline-wise. But I agree with you. I don't know I would do it based on what he's done on the field. And that's not to say he's not a good wide receiver. I think he is a good wide receiver. I just don't know he's worthy of a great contract. Now, if you believe he will play himself into that great contract, if you're Brett Veach and you're saying, hey, he was basically a 1,000-yard guy in year one. We think he was going to be a 1,000-yard guy in year two. He could have been. He had a great season in year three, but it was nixed by suspension. If we get a full season of him at his peak of his powers, he's a 1,000-yard guy, and we're paying for what we think he can be. I understand that logic, but I just, it is a little bit odd to me that you're paying for what you believe a player can do as opposed to what he has done, especially for a second contract. So I don't know I would pay him because you haven't seen the it, like the eye-popping accolades yet, but I think timeline-wise where me and you differ. If you're going to do it, you kind of have to do it now.
Yeah, and I guess maybe where I would kind of push back a little bit, because this is the thing. CDOT, if you wait an extra year for Rashee Rice, it's going to cost you way more money. I mean, I guess, but I think we also have to be realistic about the range of the contract that we're talking about. I mean, right now the ceiling is Ja'Marr Chase. There is, at least there's nothing that can happen at the end of this season that would make me think he should make as much money as Ja'Marr Chase, who's making $40 million a year. Justin Jefferson's making $35 million. CeeDee Lamb. These guys have just, they have proven more. They are better receivers, in my opinion, than where he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.